Today, January 26th, is the feast day of the early bishops of the church, Saints Timothy and Titus, companions of St. Paul, fellow missionaries with St. Paul on his journeys to spread the Catholic faith. That's appropriate that their feast day has been placed right after the feast day of the conversion of St. Paul, which we celebrated yesterday. So they are the two saints that are the best known disciples and co-workers with St. Paul. St. Titus was an early disciple of Paul. Titus was Greek from birth, born in Antioch. He converted to Christianity and then accompanied St. Paul to the Council of Jerusalem in the year 50 AD, and then went with him on missionary journeys. And it was Titus that had the difficult and challenging job to take the letters that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, and he had to deliver them. And as you know, Corinth was a very evil and wicked city, so it was very difficult to be a Christian in Corinth, and some of the Corinthians had not always been living the faith the way they should. So Paul wrote very strong and very stern letters to the church in Corinth, and so Titus had to be the messenger to deliver these letters to the church in Corinth. It was not an easy job, but Titus was an excellent administrator, and he was able to help bring peace and reconciliation in the church in Corinth. One of Paul's letters was addressed to Titus. We also know that Titus was in charge of establishing the church on the island of Crete, and he became the first bishop of Crete. And we know that he died about the year 94 AD. St. Timothy, the other saint that we honor today, was, again, Paul's most, perhaps, dedicated co-worker. He worked with Paul for 15 years. St. Timothy was originally from Lystra, which is in modern-day Turkey. Paul, St. Timothy's father was Greek, his mother was Jewish. Her name was Eunice. She converted to Christianity in the year 47 AD along with Timothy. His mother, his grandmother, was named Lois, and she was the first convert in the family. Paul converted her to Christianity, and then eventually Timothy and his mother Eunice also converted with the grandmother Lois. And so Timothy then became a disciple of St. Paul and helped to preach the gospel. Paul also wrote two letters to Timothy, which we have in sacred scripture. And in those letters, he shows his great affection and relationship that he had with Timothy. He writes to Timothy when he was in prison, "Bring the cloak I left with Carpus and Troas, and the scrolls, especially the parchments." So for 15 years, he worked with St. Paul. It was to Timothy that Paul wrote his most moving passage on his life, when he wrote to him describing his labors and sufferings. "As for me, my life is already being poured out like a libation, and the time has come for me to be gone. I have fought the good fight to the end. I have run the race to the finish. I have kept the faith." So he wrote those words to his dear friend Timothy. Timothy became the first bishop of Ephesus, which again is in modern-day Turkey, right near the coast. And then after his death, in the year 97, we believe that he died by being beaten by a mob when he opposed one of the pagan festivals. So Timothy's body, his relics, were eventually taken to Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul, in the year 356. And so many people consider him to be a martyr, along with his mentor, St. Paul. So on today's feast day, we think of the co-workers with St. Paul, the great Timothy and Titus, early bishops of the Catholic Church.